This is Vox Historia, the voice of history, told by students of history at Elk Grove High School.
Welcome to Vox Historia. I'm your host, Kobe, along with my co-host,
Caesar and Adam.
Today, we're going to be talking about our time watching Indiana Jones, Raiders of the Lost Ark. So, how'd you guys like the movie?
It was average, in my opinion.
Average? Yeah. Why do you say average?
The quality of the movie was like...
Well, that's because we were watching it on a projector. It can't be that good.
Yeah, and plus, it is a movie that was made in like the wasn't 80s. It 1999?
I think it was 80.
80?
Was it?
I don't even know. Or it's like, no, like, I even watched it on my TV. It was... And also on my phone, it was like, booty.
Well, it's an older movie, you have to understand. It's not going to be like the newer movies out there.
You got a good point. True. I mean, then I guess it's good then. Yeah. For its old movies, it's pretty good.
Yeah. So, we've been told to, you know, gather stuff about our topics that we picked from here. What are you guys' topics?
Mine is about some snakes, how they were well known in Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Adam, what's yours?
Mine's about Nazis and like Hitler. That's or like the Nazi movement.
What about you?
My topic's about U-boats. Yeah, Indiana Jones jumped on top one in the movie. It was pretty interesting.
Yeah, but then they like really never showed it again.
Yeah, they like...
It just kind of like disappeared.
It was like a one-time thing.
Almost. And then like, yeah, you saw it in the cave once and then that was it.
You saw more snakes in the caves, my guy.
No, like the secret Hitler cave. Were you there for that?
Secret Hitler cave?
No, you know how they were like in the cave and with the U-boats and stuff and then Indiana Jones knocked somebody out?
That, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
And they gets the clothes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or the dock? Yeah. What else was interesting about the movie? I like the part when they were fighting next to the plane and the guy got hit by the rotors.
No, I think it was funny. Did you see the blood splatter all over him in the plane?
And that was funny.
All besides that, and then that's about it.
Kobe, what was your favorite part?
My favorite part? What was my favorite part? When they... Actually, I don't really have a favorite part, to be honest with you. I love the entire movie, though. It's a pretty decent movie, in my opinion. I say, like, 7 out of 10.
You just said you love the movie.
Yeah, so like, it's like, you're rating it like,
it's
10,
like 10? A 7 out of 10, bro.
So it's like a decent.
It wasn't better than Joker, but Joker wasn't better than it, so that's all I gotta say.
What did you think of the movie, Caesar?
That's all I was saying. It was average, but like, besides the like the facts, the guy exploding.
The guy exploded.
You know how they opened the
he just melted.
Oh, the Holy Grail and then like oh dude, that part was like
fire, my god.
That part was cool.
Yeah, there's just all the ghost starts flying out.
Like the effects on it, like oh my god.
Yeah, especially for an older movie too.
I know, like it should have been like in the 2020 probably? 2014, I think, or whenever.
No, that was it was not made any time near there.
It was made in 1981.
Okay, we get the point.
And it was set in 1930.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, we get the point, Evan. Smarty pants.
All right,
so mine is snakes from mythology, which was pretty well known throughout the world. And according to, like, my search, they say that it's slimy when it comes through your back. And who knows what else. But also, the mythology is one of the oldest and most commonly used across range. So like, for example, venom, like, they use it in lots of different ways.
Yeah, for like snakes. It's in the Mexican flag, right?
Yeah, it's also that.
Yeah,
too.
It's getting eaten by the eagle. Though.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean,
that's metal.
But that's besides the point.
That's metal.
Let's see what else. Snakes have like a pretty long history, in my opinion. Like, there's a snake woman in mythology, like from like a pretty long time ago. They're not sure how long it was, but it's pretty long in my opinion. Cause like snakes been running through the world, or roaming around the world, perhaps, for pretty well longer than humans have.
All right, my topic, Nazis and Hitler. As like many people know, Hitler really liked religious items. That's why two of the four Indiana Jones movies were about Nazis going after these religious items, the Holy Grail and the Lost Ark of the Covenant. Did you know that Hitler wrote a book?
He did?
Yeah, it's called Mein Kampf. It means my struggle, and he wrote it when he was hospitalized during World War I. He was in a mustard gas attack. Yeah.
And he wasn't,
I don't exactly remember, like, what happened to him. All I know that happened was, like, he wrote a book when he was injured. And then when he got back and saw his, like, country in ruins after the war and, like, all the things that the Treaty of Versailles, like, put into place, like, how bad they were being taxed, he got, like, angry.
Yeah.
And that's when he found the National German Workers' Party thing, and then that was basically the Nazis, and then he joined them and then quickly became their leader because he was like really good at like public speaking. And he like quickly became the leader, and then he got voted into something, but I don't really remember what. And then that's when he like started World War II, you know.
Yeah,
really messed stuff up there.
Yeah.
All right. What else about your topic?
U-boats were first made in Germany during World War II. Well, they were used in World War II.
What was their purpose?
Their purpose was to, you know, shoot torpedoes. They were submarines. They used to go underwater and then shoot torpedoes at, like, ships. They wouldn't just shoot at, like, other rival ships either. They'd shoot at like trade ships too.
They'd shoot at anything?
Yeah, like pretty much anything.
Did they ever shoot down like passenger ships?
Yeah. They a lot.
No, that's not nice.
But like only 178 of them were sunken during their like time.
Well, did anybody else have like submarines then? Because it would be kind of hard to sink something that you can't really see.
Exactly.
It's that far underwater shooting torpedoes at you.
Yeah, you really could not see that.
I was smart. They made some good things. Alright, did you know that Hitler wasn't actually German? He was born in Austria, but I think he saw like Austria as part of like Germany, as like part of the whole thing. And he supported Germany's things because his dad didn't, and he didn't really get along with his dad.
Oh, so he was just,
he was
rebelling.
He was, like, really into German, like, stuff, because his dad was an Austrian government official, I think. And, you know, he was, like, not on his dad's side, because his dad used to beat him. During the World War II, Hitler and the Nazis also tried to invade Russia, but it snowed, and then the Russian, like, military sent in special, like, snow Serbian people who had, like, been trained in, like, fighting in sub-zero weathers all the time. And they, like, really messed up all their progress. They, like, sent them all the way back out of Russia.
I love that. I like how just a little bit of snow ruined their entire plan.
The whole thing. They were, like, going pretty good, too. They probably would have conquered more if it didn't snow that much. But it, like, blizzarded, and they couldn't really see. And a lot of people, like, froze to death, and they just kind of... They didn't really care. In world history, we also... Or not world history. In world lit, we also learned about how a Nazi doctor called the Angel of Death of Auschwitz used to like perform experiments on sets of twins to see what would happen if like he hurt one of them to like what would happen to the other. He did like countless experiments on them and like just like all the other prisoners that they kept there. Like,
but what was it, like
he would
slavery?
Like torture them. Huh?
What was it, like slavery or something?
Well, they did work them, but I don't know. But he like he tortured them. He'd like run experiments on them. We were talking about this lady who's like they injected her with stuff, or her sister with stuff, or her twin sister with stuff, and then.
What like, did you feel after that? Like after like the like her sister was being injected. Like when you learned all about that information, how did you take it?
Well, I thought it was messed up. Well, it is messed up. I just thought, like how could a person do that to somebody else, just because they think that they're better than them because they're, you know, just a certain religion or something.
Well, what about if you had like a sibling, like a twin, right? And like they did experience on your brother, would you like jump in or like what do you do, like defend him, or something like that?
And that's the end of our podcast with me,
Caesar,
Colin,
Colin, Adam,
and we'll catch you on the flip side.
Oh, there's literally
written and produced by me, Kobe, and
Adam,
and
yeah.
Hey, say your name.
Oh, Caesar.
The information in this podcast was from
ABC Religion and Ethics.
My resource is mythology.net.
Music and sound used in this podcast is royalty free and licensed and was licensed through audiobooks or audioblocks.com in conjunction with Bell Book and Camera Productions. Vox History is a project in our world history class at Elk Grove High School. The views expressed here do not necessarily reflect the views of teachers or administrators at Elk Grove High School or District 214. More information about Vox Historia can be found at voxhistoria.org. Thanks for listening.